Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio.
That's right, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610, you got John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you on a Tuesday. Hope you're having a wonderful time in H-Town or wherever you're listening. We appreciate you no matter what you're doing, and especially if you're listening on the Odyssey app. That's always cool. But YouTube, Twitch, all available for you, and always the text line as well, 713-572-4610. Yes, Figgy is back. Figgy is well. Figgy is a year older. I don't think that's exactly how it works, but yeah, you get what I mean. Mm-hmm. It's his birthday yesterday. Make sure you send him a congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How's the hospital food yesterday?
Oh, man, it was... I don't know. I where I went yesterday, I probably should have had some.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Man. I'm just saying.
Actually, that really only lands for us because people don't know where he went. If you do know where he went, you understand. Yeah. It's a little bit spicy. Yeah. Just a little bit spicy of a take.
Yeah.
But yeah, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. The big news of the morning was that a coach has been fired in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And going to be completely honest, not the one that I was expecting in the course of all of this.
Not this soon.
Okay, fair enough.
I thought it was in play, but not week 5. You know?
Yeah, it is very early, or I guess technically we're into week 6 in this way.
Well, but true, yeah.
On a two, a lot of weird things about the way that this one happens. It is New York Jets, I guess former head coach at this point, Robert Saleh, has been fired.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, apparently Woody Johnson, owner of the team, put out a statement just now that this morning he informed Robert Saleh that he will no longer serve as the head coach of the Jets. He thanked him for all his work the past 3.5 years and wished him and his family well moving forward. It was not an easy decision, but we're not where we should be given our expectations, and I believe now is the best time for us to move in a different direction. Close quotes. Yeah, there's a lot of things that kind of hit me immediately about this. First of all, it happened on a Tuesday as opposed to a Monday.
Yep.
Typically, you lose a game on a Sunday, and hey, we're not going to have you back in the building doing all this stuff, but I guess they let him go through watching film or whatever, so I don't know what took Woody Johnson so long.
They was playing in London, too, right? Was they playing overseas?
Oh, they were playing in London. That's what it was. Yeah. They had to travel back.
Yeah,
all right, appreciate you, Fig. But they did wait till like 10 Eastern
draft
time.
They were back early Monday. I mean, or you know, early in the morning.
Yeah, but you know, that was a long flight. So get your rest.
Let the guy get some rest before
we fire in the morning.
Come in in the morning on a Tuesday.
It'd be distasteful to fire.
Yeah, we don't
want right to
be distasteful.
Yeah, we do it tomorrow.
Yeah, did they have somebody at the door as soon as you walked in? Like, hey, don't go to your desk. We got to go straight somewhere. Lopez, what for you was like the thing that caught your attention about Robert Saleh being fired? The first one in Woody Johnson's 25-year tenure to be fired mid-season.
The two things that jumped out at me, foremost, the Texans play the Jets this month.
Correct.
On Halloween, they play the Jets. So that should be, you know, interesting and probably a dub. You know, if you really are honest about things, you know, interim coach, Aaron Rodgers running the team. That's number one. Number two, I mean, there's one right there that's an attractive job. If you're an assistant coach that maybe got some interviews last year.
So Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson is one. That's not the one I was thinking of.
Okay.
Like someone
who could he possibly be talking about, Fig?
Like Bobby Slowick. My mind went there. I mean, why not?
Yeah. Well, I guess when you are close to it like we are, there have been Bobby Slowick questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that, you know, especially going through the, you know, the interview process, and it seemed like he aced all the interview questions and those types of things. Yeah, that does feel like another opportunity that opens up for the possibility of Bobby Slowick, NFL head coach in next season. Right. So those are things that you begin to think about. With this team, obviously you cannot send your mind there, but I guess that is Cal's job and Nick Caserio's job to begin thinking about some of those things, because I guess obviously D'Amico is going to be hiring in the course of this, but those are all things you have to consider in some ways, because he it's already opening up, and If you have a job opening up this early, you have to imagine quite a few more, or at least a few more will open up after that. Somebody already asking, is Nathaniel Hackett become the interim coach? And I know that's a lot where a lot of people went to, because I think that that is the one guy on the of the coordinators who has head coaching experience. Thankfully, I don't know exactly how we categorize that. That is not where they went. They went with defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, who... Was he calling plays? Because my immediate assumption is that Robert Saleh called the plays.
I'm sure, right? It was collaborative, like here.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, obviously, very much like here.
Similar system,
yeah, very,
right?
Yeah, very much like here. Those are the first two places I went. And then, I'm not even really kidding about this, I don't think. They should just let Aaron Rodgers run the show. He already is.
I mean, kind of. I do wonder if, and we were talking about this earlier in the handoff, I do wonder if he enjoys being able to influence decisions without having like the ultimate responsibility of those decisions. Mm-hmm. And of course, I don't know that they're actually going to in any way. And of course, they've already given an interim title, but I don't think that they would ever in any way really go full player coach.
Yeah, he wants plausible deniability.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not the head coach.
Right.
Yes, you are.
Like, I hate to say it, but I have a level of, I relate to that somewhat, because I always say I want maximum fun, minimum responsibility. And titles come with a lot of responsibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do wonder if like this allows, well, first of all, it does feel like that this was just impacted in a good amount by Aaron Rodgers and the tiff that him and Robert Saleh seemed to get into over the last week or two.
And that's just what we saw. You know, we saw some things on the field when he's like kind of almost shoving him away. Remember that one?
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't even thought about that, but like within
literally
that context,
just kind of like, get out of my face. That was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then,
honestly, I was going to say, I feel like it stemmed back from last season. Because it seemed like it was a bleep show. And I know he didn't have Aaron Rodgers, so that was the whole talking point, that once he get Aaron Rodgers back. But the way he handled that quarterback situation wasn't good.
Yeah, man, Robert Saleh.
It was a hot mess last season. Yeah.
Right. Robert Saleh, 20-36 over his tenure. But three of those seasons, he has Zach Wilson quarterback for the majority of it. In the first five games, Rodgers actually gets a chance to really play and complete.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. Like, that's a tough situation there, especially to then cite the actual, like, record and, I guess, not being where you want to be as the reason for firing him.
Really, for me, this wasn't the first things I thought of, but I feel like this, the wheels started getting in motion here, and I felt personally like that's a short timer. In the off season, when Aaron Rodgers missed those mini camp, and Robert Saleh just looked soft, like just soft, just wavering and letting him just do what he wants, and he just looked like, if I'm Woody Johnson, which by the way Woody Johnson is putting out through sources and media in New York, I technically didn't hire him. It was his brother-in-law. It's because when he was
ambassador, UK.
He couldn't do it. So he's like already kind of floating that I didn't hire him, you know, but No, but like Robert Saleh, I thought this all started in the offseason. Like, what are you doing? Have a backbone.
Well, I think that puts these things in flux for the Jets, and you've got them in 3 weeks. I imagine that's got to help in some regard, or maybe they all get in one accord in some ways. But yeah, the question I had was Ulbrich, who's going to be the interim, has he called plays? Because if he is picking up now calling plays on defense and having the responsibility of handling all of the coaching decisions, right, in managing the game, you might see errors in that situation. And I know that people wanted to, you know, kind of have questions for Bobby Slowick and D'Amico Ryans in some ways, maybe not nearly as many as they have for Sean McDermott. How much more do you see that for a head coach that is learning on the job during the course of this and picking up a whole bunch of responsibilities? That's one thing. Yeah. Two, people are immediately doing the, hey, Robert Saleh worked with D'Amico Ryans. Could he possibly join the Texans staff?
I don't think so. Not anytime soon.
Nah.
They like Matt Burke. I don't know if Matt Burke's going to get any head coaching interviews, to be honest. He'll be here for a little bit, as will D'Amico.
And finally, who gets the next one, boot? Because I honestly...
Peterson.
Yeah, that's still...
I would have bet on Doug Peterson.
Yeah, the coach disappointed me, man. They were supposed to kill him. They didn't, man.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
And you missed it. We talked to AFC South yesterday. They got a win this weekend, too.
Yeah, they did.
Now, it was against the Colts, but they got a win. Mm-hmm. They did get a win. someone asking, so I'm guessing Devontae Adams isn't going to the Jets. Oh, contrary, I think this makes it more possible.
I think it might. If
Aaron Rodgers got this kind of juice to get anybody fired, he might have the juice to be like, hey, you know my favorite wide receiver of all time.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to get to where we want to go, you firing dudes because we're not where we need to be, give me Devontae Adams. So I think that might make some things shake if we're going to be completely honest. But yes, if you have not heard the news, the New York Jets have fired Robert Saleh. You will see the Jets on Halloween. And I think, yeah, they're just unstable enough for now the Texans to have even better chance of whooping that keister.
Yep.
But there you go. You're in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, actually inspired by that story, in breaking the news of Robert Saleh being fired, you know where Adam Schefter was? In the back of a Uber. I mean, he was on TV talking about this in the back of an Uber, and I was like, man, that Uber driver was just in the right place. He got a chance to just hear that news first, and that got us thinking, what is your happened-to-be-there story? 713-572-4610. We'll break those down next.